You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Welcome one, welcome all, or if I were pretending to be Jeremy Otto, hey everybody, excuse me, hey everybody. Can we pull that from his update, please, David? I'm going to need that drop.
Sports. Welcome to the sports.
All right. So, also, Rico just figured out that Kid Cudi's car exploded in his driveway as he's following the Diddy trial live.
I thought it was the other way around, that he was trying to blow up Diddy's car.
I'm like, no.
Oh, boy.
It's a big day. Tigers 5-1, take the series, on to the next. And again, I know we've been a little light on Tiger talk this week because this isn't going to be the Chris Farley
Tigers
skit.
Tigers won again.
Chris Farley skit from SNL. Golly gee, Tigers are great. They're a really good baseball team. Yeah. They got 120 games left.
Just so you, first time since 2006, Tigers have the best record in Major League Baseball through 50 games.
And I understand you want to do the expectation thing when we do it. I mean, look, this can go one of two ways. This is live. We could go against everything on the show sheet if you wanted.
Oh.
No. Hear me before you decide. Like, let me tell you about the specials tonight.
Okay.
Let me just tell you about
How's
the specials.
The soup?
So, David, what's wrong? Hold on.
I'm trying to figure out what's happening here.
What's happening is I'm offering Rico options. Balance and options. It's simple. We can go with the tush push staying, which I know is the greatest thing to happen in your life ever, because you love that stupid play. And just about what rule you want to get rid of out of sports. But here's the deal I will make you. If we do the Tigers expectation thing, don't break my balls the next 2 days about doing it.
No.
So you can have your Christmas present today. Don't be asking for another one tomorrow or Friday.
No.
Okay. Also, that haircut, criminal. That's ridiculous. So listen to me. Let's get after it, shall we? The tush push. Are we doing tush push? Okay. So.
Haircut.
That's.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to leave it alone. So listen, let's
He should be on one of those speed boats in the Everglades.
Okay. Can we just. Can we focus, please? I beg of you. Today, the tush push was voted 22-10 to stay in the NFL. The Lions proposal was withdrawn. Really weird to me. Regarding seeding and divisions. We talked about this yesterday. Which one would you rather have? Here's a question as we sit here today. all of us at one point or another have bitched about a certain rule in sports, right? Where you're just like, get rid of this. I hate this. This is stupid. If I ask you guys right now, right, the tush push is staying. I think it's terrible, but I can't. What am I going to say? It's here to stay. What is one thing if you could change in sports? One rule. But you only get one, right? There's only one genie. It's only coming out of that bottle one time. It could be any sport, professional or college, and it has to be one singular rule. And it might be, look, the tush push, Rico, you and I battle on it. I know it's a minor thing. It's more of an annoyance to me. But there are other rules people could change that would reshape the very sport they're talking about. So you can be as grandiose as you want or as petty, like me with the tush push.
Yes, you are.
So I wanted to kind of launch that. And then we can do some Tiger expectations tomorrow or Friday. Come on, will you please?
We're good.
Todd Jones looks like he's at the cocktail lounge. I tell you.
This is weird.
He's ready to party. No tie. Little open collar action. Kenny looks like you.
If only I looked that good, Michael.
If you had class.
If only I looked that good.
I'm going to do the handlebar like Todd Jones later in life.
This is that joint thing, right? Yeah. Where
No, that's weed.
Yeah, you got to ask Kevin about that one.
Okay. This is the joint broadcast thing, right?
Yeah, they have the St. Louis guy there. They have our guy there.
I don't know. I can't be bothered with any of it. It's just silently up on a monitor. I do think Kenny is going to look like Todd Jones later in life. I think that is a realistic outcome for Kenny.
Shaves the beard but keeps the little Fu Man.
Well, eventually Kenny will have to grow up and he'll own a shirt with buttons. It's possible.
I thought we were talking rule changes. I caught it straight.
You know what?
First
here we go.
3 minutes of the show.
Rule changes. 248-539-9797. Mike, I'd like to start.
Yes, please.
As you like to say, in the sport that I ruined.
College football?
College football.
You're going to use your one vote.
Yes.
What is it?
The rule that I want to be eliminated. If your knee hits the ground and no one touches you, you can still get up and run. The play is not dead.
This is your change?
Mike?
In all of sports?
Yes. Do you know how many times it's like, oh, the running back slipped, but he had 50 yards ahead of him, but he's now down. Yes. That's the rule for me. Your knee hits the ground and you're not like the NFL.
Okay.
You're not touched.
I will say
get up
this.
And run.
I agree with you to a certain extent that I would like to see more, what's the word I'm looking for? Between college and pro, kind of a unified rule front. Like college hoops, why don't we just play four quarters? Why don't we just have the three-point line?
That's my rule. That's what I want. I don't want halves. I want quarters in college basketball.
You know, I think it's the only organized college basketball that is halves.
But look at college. You only need 1 foot in bounds versus two. You knee down, you're down. Pros, you're not.
Right.
I get where you're going with it.
But how many plays would have been big time plays, but the wide receiver or the running back slipped?
I know.
Knee touched the ground, would have gotten the first down, would have scored a touchdown, but nope, 2 yard loss. So that's it for me.
That's okay. No reconsideration.
Nope.
You're locking it in.
I mean, I had one for Kenny, but it was just to make fun of his sport. So,
I think he just told you you were number one. David, do you want to think? Because you only get one.
No, mine is definitely the halves and quarters. I need college basketball to have quarters. I do not want halves. I'm sick of it. Just play like the NBA halves. It could be, of course, shorter time if you want that. But
hey, Izzo will still pull his starters 2 minutes into the game. It won't make a difference.
High school, AAU.
All of it. That's fine.
Women.
Yeah.
NBA.
Yeah, because
WNBA.
You sounded like Ray Lewis in that song. Did you just hear that?
I did.
Now won't be the time. There might need to be a side by side right there. That was pretty strong by you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking a little more grandiose. And I don't know if this is going to be acceptable, but here we go. One portal window only. One. This is the portal date. this is the end.
Oh, after that,
okay,
there ain't no leveraging. There's no negotiations.
I got that.
There's no leaving.
So one portal per year.
That's it. And here's where it starts. I'm going to do you one better. The day after the national championship, you have 2 weeks. That's it. 2 weeks. You didn't find a job after 2 weeks? You're not good enough to have a job.
I thought you were going to say they can only transfer once.
No, I don't want to hurt the kids. Do whatever you want. Do your little prostitution game, playing at 5 schools in 5 years. You're a town bike. Everybody gets a ride. Fine. 2 weeks. Not 2 days before the season. Not 4 weeks into the season.
Not after the spring game.
Not during bowl season. And not after spring ball. 2 weeks. That's it.
That's yours.
That would fix a lot that's wrong with the sport you ruined. That would be my rule.
See, I'm trying to make the sport that you say I ruined more enjoyable for you on Saturday when you swear up and down you're not watching.
Why? We don't complete forward passes. It doesn't matter. Like, well, at least not to the other team.
137 teams.
No, there's only one team in my heart.
Pick another one.
I want to.
Pick another
248-539.
I'll make you a deal. I'll get you the starter kit of the hat and the t-shirt and the jacket and the pullover. Pick a team.
See, you
and
can,
I'll get you started.
I think you can do it with pro sports. I don't think you can. Well, Doug Root's against his alma mater, so I guess anything's possible. I was just saying is like I don't think you can change college teams. You can't. I went there. You can't. I'm stuck. It's like being in the mafia. I can't just get out. You can't cross the street. The pros is different. It's all vapid.
With the portal?
That's where I think kids are hoes. They're not loyal to nothing. Whatever happened to going to a place you wanted to go to school and playing for the coach you wanted to play, or they had your major and they paid you? Now it's just a big brothel. All right, I'll calm down. We're changing rules. Tush Push got voted in 22-10. Rico really strong-armed the voter pool. He was whipping up the votes like Frank Underwood in House of Cards.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
tush push, John.
Yeah.
Stays in the game of football. Fell a couple votes short. One of the teams that voted to keep the tush push are Detroit Lions. One of the teams that voted against it wanted to get rid of it.
Da Bears.
Da Bears and Ben Johnson. Two very different reactions to the tush push. We have audio of both coaches. And of course, we want your reaction to the tush push staying in the game of football. Let's start with Dan Campbell and the correct opinion. Learn to stop it. It's a skill issue. Philly can do it better than everybody else because of talent and execution. You got to compete rather than change the rules. I liked Dan Campbell's response. That was him back in
March
at the owners' meetings. Now, Ben Johnson spoke yesterday. He was asked, hey, what's your thought? You're an offensive guy. What do you think of this offensive play? He likes big plays and he cannot lie.
Yeah, it was a lot of passion involved. It's what was your reaction when you heard Ben Johnson's?
So I actually was surprised where it took me. I immediately thought, suddenly that third and one empty set makes a little more sense. Wanted a big play.
Yeah.
Explosives. How about the first down or touchdowns, as the reporter followed up?
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's, you know, okay, if you don't get an explosive, no, it doesn't turn into an explosive play. We haven't seen one of those. Like, every once in a while, you'll see a quarterback sneak, and it bounces out, and there's nobody there. Everybody's committed to stopping the run, and it goes for a, you know, a touchdown.
But the Eagles...
It's never going to happen with Jared Goff.
No, but the Eagles did put in, I believe, didn't they, or like an alternate, like where there's like a pitch out of it? Where you show tush push and then you can kind of try to throw something like a curveball.
Yeah, they've done that once or twice, and it you know, mild effectiveness. Yeah,
it's not a 40-yard play.
The whole point is keep the chains moving, keep the ball in our possession. There are times, yes, you're looking for explosive plays. Other times, you're just looking for a first down or a touchdown.
Yeah, you're right on the goal.
That's an explosive play, isn't it? Even if it's only a half a yard or a yard. So. I disagree with Ben Johnson's philosophy on that, but I do agree with Dan Campbell. And hey, it's the job of 31 other teams to either implement this offensively if they feel that's something that they can do, or stop it. It's just and not stop it through rules changes. That's where. And yesterday there was an impassioned speech from Jeffrey Lurie, who is their owner.
Yep.
And it sounds like it went for about an hour. One of the other owners finally asked a question, you know, at the end to hopefully stop the filibuster and just get him to stop speaking.
I feel like an hour, you start to actually lose your argument because people's eyes glaze over.
There's no question. And I mean, you make your points and then, okay, move on. Jason Kelce was there to talk about it from a player's perspective, which I think is somewhat unique. And I don't know if that can only happen with former players. Have they ever allowed a current player to weigh in on rules changes like that? It seems a little bit odd to me. I'm glad that they're starting to do that. Maybe it becomes
should help. I mean, you want the perspective of people actually playing the game.
And I've never been a big fan of Troy Vincent.
No?
He didn't. No.
What's the backstory there?
Because he's just a part of the weakest unit and soft. He didn't like some of the terms that Jeffrey Lurie used.
I think I saw one that was pretty crude.
A little crude, but he got his point across.
Yeah, he did.
And I understand there were, you know, it was may have been offensive to, it could be offensive to anybody in there.
Whatever,
I'm not even going to say who it was. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But just to you know, for Troy to, you know, have a comment after. I just thought it was soft and weak. I just wish he would go away and stop talking.
Noted. 248-539-9797. The tush push stays in the game, to Dan Campbell's point. They're going to deal with it this year. They play the Eagles. They're going to be in Philadelphia. They're going to play them on Sunday Night Football, and we all suspect you're going to win a Super Bowl. You're going to see him twice this season.
Yep.
You're going to have to stop it multiple times.
I like the tush push, and I would argue to anyone, show me where the injuries have happened in that play. If you are so concerned about injuries in that play, show me the numbers that show that it is an injurious play.
Injurious. There's no data. That's why I think part of the reason that they didn't get enough votes is they couldn't prove the claim that this was a play right. of high injury risk. Yeah, I saw someone in the comments yesterday. Well, when Jalen Hurts gets injured, the Eagles are the ones running the play.
They've done it for years.
He's never gotten hurt doing it.
Right. And it's, you know, everybody talks about the offensive line. There's no increased injury, you know, situation that versus a traditional quarterback sneak. And heads up, a breaking news here, there is a risk of catastrophic injury on every football play.
Yep. Couple quick texts. There's no talent on the tush push. It's big bodies up front pushing harder than the guys across from them with the proper alignment.
Okay. Okay. There's no talent from receivers. There's no talent from some of these other skilled players. But there is great skill and talent by the center who has to stay low, who has to snap the ball, not fumble it, the CQ exchange. There's a lot of talent in there. There's a lot of skill involved in that. And being able to drive from that position. And they've been able to do it with multiple centers. Jason Kelce is retired.
I would think we in Detroit would understand that there is talent in playing offensive line. We have a great offensive line. We see the difference in having
I get too offended by the fact that somebody says there's no talent in that play. There is certainly talent. It's both guards making sure you take the right footwork so that there's no leakage in the A gap.
If there's no talent, then surely every team is running it and succeeding at the same level as Philadelphia, right?
Right.
Wrong. No data suggests that. The Eagles are the best at doing it, which suggests there is a skill to it, that it does require execution and talent. If everybody was doing it and everybody was converting it 100% of the time, then it would be an epidemic and I would be more in favor of changing it. But right now it feels like you're singling out a team that's doing something really well and trying to punish them for it. In sports, we celebrate teams that have talent, execute, and find ways to win.
Yeah. And in football, we celebrate physicality.
Yeah. If everybody could do it, the Bills would have played in the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah. They wouldn't have fumbled the ball 2 years ago on the goal line against Minnesota. You know, I mean, there's just so many different examples. And if you don't like this play, if you don't think it's a quote-unquote football play, I mean, look at the people who have objected to it. They're all soft.
How many teams voted to ban it?
22.
They needed 24.
Yeah.
22 teams are soft?
Yeah. Soft owners.
This is the Packer proposal.
Soft owners.
They don't have it. Well, the whole city is soft then because they don't even have an owner.
Well, I disagree with that.
You just called Ben Johnson soft.
Yeah.
Yep.
Charmin soft.
Yeah, I actually was taken aback by that comment. I knew about it. I hadn't heard it. Oh, my. So it's a boring play. We've got to have exciting plays. So we don't do QB sneaks in football anymore. We don't hand the ball to a fullback to try to get a half a yard. We don't, like, he's calling all those plays out with his comments.
Is that a red flag if you're a Bears fan?
Yeah, this guy, I'm telling you what, man. It's going to be fun.
I can't wait for that matchup. I really can't. And Matt LaFleur. Right, he's against this one. He's talked about it. It was the Green Bay proposals. I don't know if he has to back ownership. Probably
does. Be a good look if you do.
Or just don't say anything.
You could do that as well.
Just I'm going to let the votes speak for itself. But you look at the coaches that are talking about this as not being a football play, or I like explosive plays, and I think it shows their softness.
The Lions should start the game against the Bears with the tush push. Sign to take a texture. You wouldn't do it with Goff.
No, that's the issue.
You could do it with Montgomery. He played high school quarterback. He's got a low center of gravity, but strong then, lower body.
I've heard that. Or you could put Shane Zylstra in there or Sam Laporta. That's where I would then flip to when people say there's no skill, there's no talent. All right? I am not putting a person under center in that situation that doesn't take thousands of center quarterback exchanges. I don't want to put that ball on the ground. I don't want to fumble it. I'm trying to pick up a first down. If we don't have a quarterback, if we don't have that system in place, the players that can execute that, then I'm not going to do it.
Says, don't let teams get to fourth and one. I've seen the play be stopped. It can be done. I couldn't agree more with Dan Campbell. Go Steelers, who wanted it banned. Sad, my Steelers have gone soft.
Yeah.
Nobody
last time you won a playoff game?
2016, I think. Mm-hmm. Coming up on a decade. Nobody cares about the injury risk. People care because it's a boring rugby play. Well, people have argued the injury risk, so they are probably arguing in bad faith. And then if you don't care because it's a boring play, you know it's also a boring play in the same logic? Regular QB sneak. Yeah. Regular QB sneak is a boring play. Mm-hmm. Are we going to ban that as well? It's got to be exciting or you're not allowed to call the play.
Right, yeah.
If it's not a double reverse, you got to get it out of the game.
Fourth and a half a yard, you hand the ball to Dave Montgomery and he picks up a yard.
It's boring.
It's boring.
Boring. Ban it. How many times have we seen Sewell push the running back or a quarterback in the end zone for a first down? Says it's not a planned play, but that's a tush-push type play. Montgomery was carried down the field by his offensive line. The tush-push is 100% a football play. And you can't use the rugby argument because the idea, the game of football, was taken from rugby and soccer. Ben Johnson and most Lions fans are hypocrites.
Most Lions fans.
Is he saying most Lions fans wanted this banned?
I don't think so.
I don't think most Lions fans wanted this banned.
No.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, where are we with the tush push? I'm sorry. They haven't voted yet, have they?
We got great news on the tush push. Great news.
Which is?
Jason Kelce is offering up his services to the owners to help clean up this whole mess because he's got the experience of playing in Philadelphia. He's going to help them with any questions they have about the tush push. He's there for you.
What are you talking about?
Jason Kelce has volunteered his services to make sure that everybody understands how this tush push works.
Do we need Jason Kelce?
Of course not.
Okay.
This guy thinks he's so special. Hey, hold on, everybody. I got it. Let me help you out. You don't know. I happen to play in Philadelphia for a number of years. I'm very well known. I was an accomplished offensive lineman there. I know about the tush push. Go ahead, ask me anything you want. Let me help you. Let me help you guys. Because I know I've been retired, but I still have to fight for that spotlight because my brother's getting all the attention with Taylor. Let me help you out. I'm still in commercials. You guys see my latest commercials? I'm there. My wife's very famous now, too, because of the commercials. Let me make sure that I continue to build my brand, and let me get out in front and help you owners out there. You got any questions about the tush push? You need a tush push expert. That's me.
Does he think that we don't understand what the tush push is? What?
I don't know.
Why do we need Jason Kelce? We've all seen what it is.
You need Jason Kelce.
Okay.
This is just put me in the spotlight. Let me get more people looking at me. Hey, remember me? I'm the other Kelce. Oh, we know.
It seems really weird that...
I don't just, you know, lie on the ground eating cereal in commercials. I can do other stuff.
So apparently Jeffrey Lurie has gotten up in front of all of the assembled owners to try and lobby for the tush push.
Well, it is his team that's being attacked.
There was football before the tush push. There'll be football after the tush push. Why are they so territorial about this damn play?
Because it's theirs.
But everybody can run it.
Yes, but they run it better than anybody else.
Well, I mean, I guess.
And they don't want it to go away because it's a big part of their offense.
You know what nobody bitched about? Nobody said, listen, I'm going to lobby Major League Baseball to continue to allow for the shift. The Kansas City Royals didn't say, we need the shift. Right? When the baseball said we're getting rid of the shift, everyone said, cool, we'll get rid of the shift. We'll keep playing. We'll find ways to play defense. We'll be okay. Why do they care so much about this play? I mean, I get that they did it, but...
To keep it? Again, it's because they've been so successful at it.
Yeah, but they won't be successful at it forever, and...
Well, but they are right now, and they just won a Super Bowl, and they'd like to continue doing that. As long as you have... Look, in order to make it work, you have to have the personnel. And they clearly have the personnel. When you've got a quarterback who's... Let me get this straight before anybody gets this wrong. Jalen Hurts is a really good quarterback.
Yep.
But one of the reasons he's really good is because he can run the ball very well. He's a big guy. So having an extra running back, so to speak, it's an advantage for them to be able to do
just
that.
Just let it go.
I mean, I have mixed feelings on the tush push. It is boring to see it happen.
So boring.
I think I'm getting to a rugby scrum and allowing – you know, players to be pushed across the line, that's not football to me.
Yeah.
That's not. Having somebody push you from behind to get the extra yard is not football.
They also approved NFL players going to the Olympics. We will get to that today at 11:15 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, I'm starting to hate the blanking Eagles. F these guys. Jeffrey Lurie just went on for over 30 minutes trying to convince everybody that that the tush push, like why it's a good play. Diana Rossini now says that the Jason Kelce's taken to the podium.
Thank God. About time. Yeah, you know what they're talking about? The safety of the play, how it's not an injury risk. You know... And I get it because that's what they've been attacked. That's the whole thing that the NFL is trying to get rid of it because, well, it might be a safety concern. Wrong tact. How about this? It's boring as hell.
Yep.
And it's not football. It's rugby. Can we just agree with that and move on?
Yep.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, you're right. It's safe. It's fine.
It's safe. We're bored. It's boring. It's not good for the game.
Sit down, Jason. I got it. It's safe. Yep. Thanks. You have a bowl of cereal. You're good. You have some soup. I don't care what it is. We're good. I know you met your wife on Tinder. It's all good. Doesn't matter. None of that stuff matters. What matters is that it's a boring-ass play that is rugby, not football, and needs to go.
So at this point, guys, if I'm on the committee or the board or whatever, who's listening to this, do you just stand up and go, listen, we understand it. The Eagles want to keep the play. Is anyone here not affiliated with the Eagles that does want to keep the play? Because Pat's from Pat's Cheesesteak House owner, dude, you can sit back down. Yeah. We don't need you. You know, Bradley Cooper, go ahead. Yeah, you know, we just step up here. We know you guys want to keep the play.
Hey, anyone, the Rocky statue, keep your mouth shut. Yeah. We got it.
Anyone not affiliated with the Philadelphia Eagles, would you like to speak?
Or do we even need you to speak? Like, okay, you're a yes. The rest of us?
We got it. Anybody else? No? Meeting adjourned. Rule is we've now banned the tush push.
Okay, so yesterday they did approve NFL players playing in the Olympics.
Yeah, for flag football in 2028.
Yep. So this just rendered In my estimation, this just rendered the flag football competition in 2028 uncompetitive and uninteresting. Okay, sweet. We're going to beat Belgium by 90. Do we need our NFL players in this? Why are the NFL players? Because you know when this is happening? This is happening during training camp. During training camp. Now, I know players want to do it, and that's fine. But should they be taking time off from training camp to go participate in flag football in the Olympics for 2 weeks?
I'll be selfish. For me as a Lions fan, yeah. I do not want to see any Lion participate in this because I don't want to risk injury when it comes to what their job is, which is to play for the Detroit Lions. This is flag football. It's not even football. It's flag football. You don't need to do it. We don't need to go all dream team and get the best of the best to compete here because it doesn't make sense. What matters is that you're playing in the NFL. This isn't like representing your country in the Olympics for hockey or for basketball. Those are different sports because it's still the same sport. This is completely different. This is a recreational activity. This is something you play in gym class and allow others to do it. If they're going to have this as an Olympic sport, fine. You know where you can go? You can go to the college ranks. You can go and find players that are in the UFL. Let them play it. But not when they're making as much money as they are and fans are invested, teams are invested, the whole thing. I don't need to see it.
Hey, well, let me just say this, too. If you want to see it, and I'm talking to anybody out there, if you want to see it, I have no issue with what you want to see, okay? I'm just saying I have less interest in this because we're going to be up 5 touchdowns against Ireland at the end of the first quarter.
Here's why I would tell you where I am interested with flag football in the Olympics. I am interested to see how the other teams, how the other countries react and what kind of players that they're looking for. Like if you're a European team, would you know, the Europeans in basketball have caught up.
Yeah.
We always talk about basketball players. Can they get to the NFL, become tight ends, big wide receivers, whatever. How wild would it be to see a team that's out there and they line up 3 wide receivers that are like 6'8", 6'9", and 7 feet?
You think they might try something like that?
Why not? Find an athletic quarterback who can run around and then just throw the ball up in the air to a basketball player who's going to catch it because it's flag football.
Who's Sweden's best quarterback, do you know?
I think it's
it's Jonas Jerebko.
It might be.
This whole thing
it's Gustav Olsen. That's who it is.
248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. Tim, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Tim.
Hey guys, what's happening?
Not a lot.
Hey, Gator, just this tush push. I mean, you call it a rugby play.
Yep.
I think the Lions have many rugby plays during the course of the year. Agree?
No.
What give us an example.
Okay. How many times has Montgomery carried the ball near the goal line or not even near the goal line, maybe near the first down marker, and here comes Sewell and here comes Decker, and they start pushing the pile forward?
Hold on,
Is that
Tim.
Going to be eliminated?
Yes. And I'll just say this. Those plays happen downfield organically in the course of a play. It wasn't a design. Let's pitch it to Montgomery. He'll run outside, get hit by somebody, and then all our offensive linemen will come up behind him and push. That's something that happens organically in the course of the play. It's not the play's design.
But that's a rugby play, too.
Yes, and if they get rid of it, I'm perfectly fine with it. But
yeah, I have no
but
issue if they get rid of that.
But I don't think it was ever part of the actual play design.
I'm not in favor of other players pushing guys forward. It's up to the ball carrier to push himself forward because the guys around him have created holes or whatever. But I don't like when his teammates push him forward. It's not football.
Yeah, they can get rid of that. I'm perfectly comfortable with it.
But don't you think they'll come up with a different type of play that's not under center with a tight end behind just pushing? Don't you think maybe he'll be under center, take 2 steps to the right, and then start getting pushed?
No, I think they're going to eliminate pushing players. They're going to eliminate pushing the player with the football.
Well, that's what I'm talking about the Lions doing.
We don't like it, Tim, and it's not the design of the play.
It's not the design of the play to get downfield and then have Penei Sewell push you from behind. It just happened, and they'll be perfectly fine without it.
Well, if it's, I don't know. I don't care if they keep it or not, because I think it is advantageous to the Lions when they do it.
But yeah, it happens so infrequently. What is he, a rugby fan?
And I don't think he's getting the concept that there's a huge difference between a play that is designed around everybody, like four players lined up behind the quarterback, shoving him from behind. And the Lions, I don't think once I can remember an instance where it looked like it was part of the play's design. Look, the Lions weren't the only team that did it. Players were being pushed. At other times,
all the time.
The tush push specifically was the only play in football that I can think of where part of the design was a bunch of us are going to push the ball carrier.
Yeah, by design, you're right. The short yardage situation, pushing from behind, that's exactly what this is. Now, it happens all the time organically. Every game it happens where a player is running, a ball, let's say running back has the ball, breaks through the line, gets hit 7 yards down the field, and then offensive linemen continue to move forward, and then they will try to move him forward to get that extra yard. Yeah, I'm not... It happens, but like you said, it's not the play design.
Not the play design.
It's what you're coached to do to keep in the play.
And they'll just stop doing it. Marcus and Al Parker next. Hi, Marcus.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Marcus.
Oh, sir.
Hey, here's my question. So I agree with both of you guys on the touch push. It is boring. It's very effective for Philadelphia. But my question is this. So I think the argument needs to be made as far as defensively, can a linebacker push the defensive tackle in the A or the B gap to stop that play? I don't think they can. So that's why I feel it should be, you know, taken away, you know, just from that standpoint. But I could be wrong. What do you guys think?
I don't know.
I don't know if that's against the rules or not. I know they have the rules on like, you know, kicks and stuff like that, but for an actual play. Because I was thinking that the same thing, Marcus, where to combat the tush push, do you just totally make it a rugby thing and you have your linebackers pushing on the linemen like the running backs are pushing on the quarterback? Is it the same thing? I hate it.
Yeah, it's not to me a part of the game that if it's eliminated, it probably makes the game more entertaining. Tom Pelissero just tweeted out, the general session of the spring league meeting has concluded without a vote on banning the tush push, and the debate will continue in a privileged session with only owners.
No Jason Kelce?
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.